Welcome to Agriculture In Depth, presented by Kimball Livestock Exchange and Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. My guest today is South Dakota Assistant State Veterinarian Dr. Mendel Miller. We'll hear from him after this.
Cattlemen, when you're looking to buy and sell cattle, look no further than Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball, South Dakota. At Kimball Livestock Exchange, you'll find cattlemen working for cattlemen with a sale every Tuesday. If you can't make it to the barn, you can watch the sale live on Cattle USA. Visit Kimball Livestock Exchange.com to view upcoming sale information. For more sale information or to consign, call the barn at 605-778-6211, Chad at 605-870-0697, or Wade at 605-730-1801.
Inspectors employed by the South Dakota Animal Industry Board travel the state daily monitoring slaughter and breakdown of animals at commercial butchering facilities. Dr. Miller says the oversight is done to ensure lockers are adhering to the rules of the South Dakota Meat Inspection Program.
It entails a large number of dedicated meat inspectors and hardworking individuals from the Animal Industry Board going out to small locker plants throughout the state and providing inspection coverage to those plants so that they can slaughter animals and produce meat products, red meat products, to provide to the people of South Dakota.
Have you seen an uptick in the need for inspectors since the COVID pandemic and the increased interest in where food comes from and buying from local producers?
Yeah, I think we have certainly seen that increase. The COVID supply chain issues that occurred around that outbreak and with the large manufacturing companies that produce the majority of the meat for the United States certainly brought to light some of the issues that can pop up with that and certainly made people aware that there was other resources, local resources, that could also fill that gap if needed.
What does a typical inspection look like when one of the inspectors goes into a custom butchering facility? What are they looking for? You know, kind of the process of how the inspection goes.
First of all, there's a couple of different levels of that inspection, and one of them is where all the processes of the production of that end product is conducted under inspection. And then the second level of inspection is a custom establishment or a custom locker. And the custom locker, that animal is owned by an individual, brought to that locker, and then that animal is processed and sent back to the owner of the animal. So it's owned, it comes into the locker, is processed, and goes back to the owner, where the inspected product process, the inspector is actually in the plant at the time of the animal is slaughtered, and then observes the processes of which the plant goes through to make the end products and assures that those processes are done safely the whole time.
What are the requirements as far as sanitation and temperature control, that sort of thing?
Well, how much time do you have? There's about a 400-page federal codified law that covers meat inspection. It's a highly regulated industry. It outlines what needs to be done and the processes that those establishments have to go through to make the product safe in the end. Overall, the products are produced under what's called the HACCP system, which is a hazard analysis and critical control point, which, if I could boil it down, it simply addresses the potential food safety concerns that may occur and then outlines the steps that those establishments take to prevent those from occurring.
How often does a facility need to be inspected? And I'm sure that varies according to, you know, if it's a custom facility versus a more of a commercial facility.
The custom facilities, our inspectors visit once a month at least, more if needed. That's our standard, is once a month, and check for sanitation issues and make sure everything's running appropriately. And then on the inspected side, where that product can actually be sold after it's produced, and it can be sold within the state, anywhere within the state, if it's produced under inspection, again, then the inspectors are actually present every day that the product's being handled or being produced under inspection.
Are we just talking beef at this point?
It's red meat, basically. There's 27 state meat inspection programs in the United States, and South Dakota is one of those 27. There's only two of those 27 that do not inspect poultry as well as red meat, and we're one of those. South Dakota and Georgia are the two states that don't have poultry inspection and concentrate only on red meat. But as far as that side of it, it's beef, pork, sheep, bison, pretty much anything, goats, anything that you can, that's red meat on that side. You know, I think there's a lot of confidence, as I said earlier, in the product and the process and in the people that do the work every day. So, you know, I think it's a valuable service to not only South Dakota's small businesses, but a valuable service to the people of South Dakota as another option for food.
Safety in your cattle operation is imperative to not only you, but your cattle as well. From front to back, from tube to chute, AeroQuip cattle chutes go through extensive testing to ensure reliability and safety. With an extremely user-friendly design, you're in for a smooth operation every time. AeroQuip cattle chutes are the safe equipment you can trust every step of the way. That's one benefit, but not all. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierce, South Dakota.
South Dakota being one of but a handful of states where state-inspected meat is allowed to be shipped, kind of a reciprocity situation?
That is a new option for recently approved option, I'll say that, for South Dakota producers or South Dakota meat establishments and lockers, and that's called the Cooperative Interstate Shipment Program, CIS, and it is in cooperation with the USDA Food Safety Inspection Services. It does allow for some establishments to apply for the program, and once they're approved, then they put a different mark of inspection on the product and are able to sell that product across the state line, where with the state mark of inspection is not eligible to be sold across the state lines. That's been approved for us for, I don't know, 8-9 months now, and we're still yet to have an establishment operating that way. There's a couple establishments that are trying to get there, but we don't have anybody that's actually done their first day of cooperative interstate shipment inspection.
What kind of training do your inspectors take?
They are trained extensively. As I said, meat inspection is a highly regulated industry. Meat sales is a highly regulated industry that when they're first hired, they go through a 6-week training period from our staff. And then at some point, they'll take some online courses from the federal side of inspection and go through those as well. And then we'll have follow-up training after about 6 to 8 months, kind of going back to find areas they're struggling with, find areas that need to improve and things like that. And honestly, most of our inspectors, we have a lot of meat inspectors that have been with our agency for a long, long time. It's not uncommon to have people doing a job for 20, 25, 30, even 35 years. When we talk to those veteran inspectors, they all say that the learning is a day-to-day thing. They never stop learning. We have a little over 20 inspectors.
And is that enough to get to all of the facilities you need to get to when they want to have an inspector there? Or?
We do have a couple open in positions that we are going to advertise to try to fill here fairly soon. Because of the uptick in demand and things like that, it has stretched our staff a little bit thin. Some of our inspectors have also been called in to help respond to the avian influenza response, things like that. So it has caused our staff to be working some long hours and things like that. And the industry has been understanding of the fact that it's an emergency situation on the avian influenza side, so that they have been cooperative. If there's a day where it doesn't work well or we just simply don't have the staff to get to them, they try to reschedule for a different day and things like that. And we've had some cooperation with the industry there on that aspect of it. So we are getting the job done, even in a crisis situation. But yeah, we have a couple open spots that we're going to be looking to fill here pretty soon.
With Agriculture In-Depth, brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre and Kimball Livestock Exchange, I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.